Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What kind of games are y'all playing after?
Chase the monkey.
No, we play football. I believe you call it soccer.
Oh, yeah, right.
Soccer. Well, that's a real cute sport. Especially the way y'all bounce that ball off your heads. You know, personally, I don't like any sport where you don't use your hands.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
It was reported by Jason LaCanfora. Should I just stop my sentence right here or should I finish it?
Say that again?
It was reported by Jason LaCanfora
Jason, no confirma?
Should I finish my sentence or not?
No. There's no reason. It's Jason LaCanfora.
There's some payoff here.
Actually, he does have a little bit of... He has some credibility.
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm. But he's been known to swing and miss every once in a while, like we all do. And it was reported by Jason LaCanfora that Jeff Fisher was heading to coach an XFL team located right here in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Fisher has spoken on those reports, and he did it via Twitter.
I can't believe that. That's the biggest upset of all.
Could I interest you in what Jeff Fisher had to say?
No, not really.
All right, guys, have a good weekend. For Landry.
That was too easy. No. Yes, you can. Absolutely.
All right. At Jason LaCanfora.
Mm-hmm.
False news that I am headed to the XFL Houston. Maybe get better sources. Smiley face emoji. Have a great Thursday. Is Jeff Fisher worse at coaching or talking trash?
That's actually not bad trash talk, I got to tell you.
Minus the have a good Thursday.
But isn't that kind of a bless your heart? You know how bless your heart really means?
Sometimes. There's, you know, some people who go on the internet, though, and they'll come real fiercely, and then they'll say something like hugs and kisses or all love.
Yeah. I wonder who that might be.
I'm just trying to think. I think about this time someone reacted to a segment, and they tried to swing the stick.
Right.
And they don't want the stick swung back.
You ever argue with your girlfriend?
No, we haven't. We've never argued before.
Ever. Me neither.
Ever.
Me neither. Ever.
Yeah.
With my wife.
Yeah.
30-something year.
Yeah, never.
Never had a fight.
Never. Got too many fights in my life.
Yeah, I got too many fights in my life.
This is the most self-serving segment of all time. But, you know, it is what it is. Landry Locker, John Lopez, it's Friday. We got a job. We got ish to do. Fantasy football drafts.
No, thank you.
4.5 months away.
No, thank you.
I want to win the loopholes of their fantasy leagues. Should I do it or not? No? All right, never mind.
No.
Never mind.
I actually love fantasy football.
Never mind.
But it's dumb to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, it's relatable sometimes, but I was gonna give loopholes one player that they needed to pick.
Nah.
This is just based on schedules. But
okay, one.
No, it's okay. Right. Nah, you talked me out of it.
All right.
I was really looking forward to winning loopholes some money after.
Now I feel
we
bad.
Lost. No, it's okay. We'll move on. Mm-hmm. Kareem Jackson working at safety for the Denver Broncos.
Oh, yeah?
Not a surprise.
That's
there.
Good.
Originally, it was reported that he was going to be a cornerback.
No.
I actually went on the air out there in Denver, and I told them, look, he's not a great corner, but if you play him at safety, you're going to be very pleased, and then use him as just a guy to plug in. Apparently, Vic Fangio is a fan of Kareem at safety, and he's getting a lot of work in there, which I think is a very smart move for the Denver Broncos.
I saw this and was immediately like, okay, well, that's perfect for him, and that's the biggest reason he wound up there. I mean,
I miss him already.
I talk about one extreme to the other.
I didn't realize I would miss him.
Despise him as a player. Didn't really know him. And then at the end of his career here, he was my favorite Texan. I mean, the guy, I really like him. I'm happy for him. I think he's going to excel as a safety. I saw this, and it just kind of made me smile.
I wish he was in a better spot.
Not a bad spot.
I wish he would have gone to Kansas City or something like that.
Not a bad spot. Good division.
Good division, but just not the greatest situation.
Mm-hmm.
Just not the greatest situation. There's not all love in the family for Antonio Brown. I didn't know this. But did you know that Marquise Hollywood Brown was Antonio Brown's cousin?
I did not.
In passing, they did mention it a couple times during his career at Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
But Marquise Hollywood Brown had Liz Frank's surgery on his foot. He's going to he's not working out, but he's still probably going to be a first-round pick. He's electric. 17 yards per catch. Caught passes from Baker Mayfield. Caught passes from Kyler Murray. Matter of fact, when his foot started acting up, he didn't play. Well, he played, but he was hobbling around a lot when Alabama got the best of OU. And Hollywood wasn't there. But he's Antonio Brown's cousin, and he says he wouldn't mind playing for Big Ben Roethlisberger. Says he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. What receiver wouldn't want to play with
him?
Well,
and what receiver is going to say anything like that before the draft? I mean, you asked
one with swag?
Yeah, well, no. Even the ones with swag are going to say anything nice because they want to get drafted. The higher, the better. By the way, we're getting text messages here. Screw John. I want the fantasy football advice. Let's hear the fantasy football advice, Landry.
No, it's good. It's cool, guys.
Well, you have to.
It's cool, guys. Sorry. You have to. You know, the OG overruled me. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
I didn't want to overrule you. I just stated an opinion.
Don't worry about it.
I didn't call you like idiot like you're cool guy. Twice before.
You're cool guy. Yeah, I know how you OGs like to be cool guys and act like fantasy football isn't cool.
No. Should be embracing it. I like fantasy football. It's just awful
I'm not sitting here saying, all right, loophole 713-572-46.
Who'd you draft?
Should you start Joe Mixon or should you start Dalvin Cook this week or should it be Lamar Miller and then breaking that down? I mean, but when you take a bad beat, it's a lot more acceptable now.
Sure.
All right, loophole, start him or sit him, 713-572-4610. Let's go. I'm Landry Locker, John Lopez.
I've got a PPR league, and my choices are Alvin Kamara or, God, I hate those. Who would you start?
I have DeAndre Hopkins this week, and I know he's a WR1, but he's going against Jalen Ramsey, who holds receivers 40 yards below their season average. Also on my bench, I have T.Y. Hilton, but he's dealing with a thigh injury and he's not playing the Houston Texans. And I also just picked up Josh Gordon, who's catching passes from Tom Brady, but he doesn't know the playbook.
I feel like you're making fun of Paul Gallant.
No, Paul doesn't do that. That ain't no Paul.
What are you talking about, you idiot?
He's the king of voices.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to sound a little nerdy. I might have failed. God, is there anything worse than that? Because of all, like, what, 713-572-4610, what are the sports talk shows that you dislike the most? I think there's like a list of them, because I think fantasy football shows, I love fantasy football.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
I listen to the podcast. I don't tell which one because I don't want my league to listen to it, but I'll listen to the podcast. The podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
I'll watch the fantasy shows.
Yeah.
I'll do all that. I'm obviously reading Matthew Berry stuff, but the radio shows drive me nuts. Can't stand them. That's one. Gambling shows, I think, sometimes are so bad that they're good because the guy just becomes so sleazy to where it's very amusing. There's some that I listen to.
I like gambling shows, and I don't even gamble that much.
What about golf shows? Golf shows are awesome sometimes. Sometimes, but they're always like about your personal game.
Right.
Like they're never really like about golf itself.
You know how Sean likes to say everybody has their
niche.
Their niche sports that they follow. I love golf, man. I watch golf just about every weekend.
Yeah, what about listening to the radio show?
I've done it. That's right. I've watched the Golf Channel a lot on Saturday and Saturday, Sunday mornings just to see what's up. Just because we don't talk about it all the time on this show doesn't mean we don't love it. Like you and me with college football, my God. Now, that's
college
a big one that
basketball.
We do talk about.
We talk about basketball more off the air.
College basketball, I could talk about that every day. Obviously, you know, I could talk about not – so much the English Premier League, but I'm a big Liverpool fan. I could talk about golf every day.
You know what I can listen to?
Mm-hmm.
The car show that we have. I can listen to hell to that.
Dude.
And I can listen to the home show radio. I am not a handyman, but I can listen to Tom Tynan just talk about home show stuff for a long time. And I'm just like, damn, you know what? I'm really learning a lot. And I'm never going to do it. I'm not changing the filter or anything like that. But that Tom Tynan really knows what he's doing.
Swap Shop. You ever listen to a Swap Shop radio show? God, those are the best in the history of radio. Like, they literally, there was one in Houston for years and years and years. I don't know if it's still around. But I grew up with one also when I was growing up in San Antonio. My dad listened to it every time. Guys, they open the lines. Guys call in to Figgy and say, I have a 1998 Schwinn bicycle. I want to trade it for a typewriter. Does anybody have a typewriter that they would trade for?
No way.
Dude, Swap Shop Radio. I'm talking like 20 years it's on. Everything from something like that to like a car. I got a car, but I want a boat. Anybody want to trade a boat for a car? It's like enthralling. You cannot stop listening to it because it's one of those things where you're like, a car for that boat, you need to throw in something else, you know, whatever. Throw in some skis. It's hilarious.
2580 says wrestling guy.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It just seems like everybody who talks about wrestling, except not really Sean, they always hate it. They always hate what happened or how it went. You know how I have the take that there's no such thing as a bad football game?
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe that. Because the buildup, I love the buildup. I love the drama. And I think whatever happens is just almost like the end of a book.
Mm-hmm.
And we argue all the time about it. You say, man, that was an ugly football game. I say, John, there's no such thing.
Yeah.
I love
football. No, I get your point.
Seems like when people talk about wrestling, all they do is complain about how the matches went.
Mm-hmm.
The match sucked. Why did they let that happen? How did he win like that? Like, do you like it or not?
Are you not going to do this or not? Are you going to do this or not?
All right. You want to win your fantasy league?
Well, you better because people are like going crazy on the text board.
Okay. Here you go. Fantasy football players.
Mm-hmm.
Start him or sit him. 713. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. You need to start. You need to have this guy on your roster next season. Atlanta Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan. Now, there are a couple reasons why. Number one,
he's good.
He's got very good receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, they're not going to be that good, which means he's going to be padding stats late in games. And number three, and most importantly, and this is why this is topical, because the schedule has come out. 13 of Atlanta's 16 games.
Mm-hmm.
Indoors, John Lopez.
He excels indoors.
13 of 16 games.
He excels indoors.
For the Atlanta Falcons are going to be indoors. So I know we're a long ways away.
Well.
But fantasy football players, Matty Ice is
Matty Ice, put him. He's going up the board as we speak. Let me ask you this. Did you know the Texans have 10 games indoors?
Deshaun Watson is your guy.
10 games indoors, if I'm adding this up correctly.
Well, you know what? They should have less because they should open that damn roof.
Saints, Falcons, Colts, Wembley, obviously the home games. Yeah, 10.
They need to open that roof.
Mm-hmm.
Let's open it.
Oh, no, Wembley's open. I think it's open.
Let's make them feel that Texas heat. 713-572-4610. Rockets getting it on tomorrow. Astros winning you money tonight. Justin Verlander ain't losing, so go cash in there. What are you drinking? What are you sipping? 713-572-4610 next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.